Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
The top one, top line item, I think, is in Atlanta, right? Michael Penix potentially done for the season here. Just got placed on IR. Damage to the ACL, same ACL that he's torn two different times collegiately. So that's not looking very good right now. Drake London, though, also banged up. PCL injury for him. Out at least 1 week, at least 1 week. Might have been hurt during the last 20 seconds of that ball game as they were trying to come back, right? So unfortunate timing here for both Drake London. Obviously, Michael Penix potentially being lost for the season has got some huge trickle-down ramifications. Kirko Chains is back in our lives. Kirk Cousins is back in our lives here in Atlanta. What are we feeling about this whole situation down south?
Well, James, we're feeling pretty bad about it, is what we are feeling.
Okay, cool.
This Michael Penix news was kind of one of those slow trickle. It just keeps getting worse the more news comes out about it.
Right.
So, it certainly seems like, especially at this point, Atlanta is outside looking in terms of the playoff race. They're obviously, they lose to Carolina this week. The Bucks are controlling that division. They're certainly not going to be a wild card team outside of some sort of miracle. And by the way, don't have their first round pick because they traded that bad boy away. So the Rams own that one. And this is a team that I think could get worse from here. The Kirk Cousins offense, when he has been in there this year, has been borderline just completely unacceptable. Just what we've seen from him. And I think Kirk is at that point of his career where he's lost a lot of juice in the arm. He obviously does not have any mobility if he used to have any at all. So he just becomes a complete liability back there, especially behind an offensive line that's been banged up. And when you don't have Drake London in the mix here, this offense just completely falls apart. I mean, Darnell Mooney's been a non-factor. Kyle Pitts is okay, but they have no depth at wide receiver. They are not equipped to not have Drake London out there. And this is a PCL sprain for Drake London. It kind of seems, based on what I've been reading, it seems pretty similar to like the injury that Brock Bowers or Ricky Pearsall suffered this year. And hey, those recoveries were not fun. You know,
like
Brock Bowers gutted it out, and he did not play well through that injury. And then once they shut him down, he came out fine afterwards. And Ricky Pearsall obviously took a long time to get back. He just got back this week. So yeah, not great for the Atlanta Falcons offense right now.
Atlanta sitting there at 3-7. This is obviously a huge disappointing season, and they fell well below expectations. I mean, they're 3-7 right now. Matt, the Giants are 2-9. The Saints are 2-8. It's shocking to me. Like, the Arizona Cardinals are 3-7 as well. I think the Falcons came in with a good healthy amount of expectations, and for them to have 3 wins after 10 weeks is, or 11 weeks is, man, that's borderline unacceptable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Especially with the way that their defense has played this year. Obviously, we're going to talk about it here in a second. They allowed a monster game to Bryce Young and the Panthers. But before that, they had allowed the highest passing yardage performance against them was Drake May with 259. Like, I think if you had told the Falcons that, hey, their pass defense is going to play that well, and right, Jeff Ulbrich was going to throw some really fun stuff as a defensive coordinator out there. I think Ulbrich has been a guy that deserves a lot of credit for how he's changed his stripes a little bit on that side of the ball. They've blitzed a lot more. They've thrown some funky stuff in the front 7 out there, which I think has been cool to see. I think if you said, hey, your defense is going to play that way, the Falcons, who are always a little bit overzealous about their own expectations based on what they did to acquiring Michael Penix after acquiring Kirk Cousins, and then this year trading a first round pick, you know, in the back of their mind, they're like, well, we're going to be good. Michael, they have always been very, very fond of Michael Penix. So I think he's been up and down this year, but but he hasn't been abhorrent. He hasn't been somebody that's like, oh my God, I don't know that we can build around this guy going forward. I think he shows enough signs that like you can win with him just in certain ways. But they treated him as if he was their golden ticket, you know, to the promised land. And I think that was a little overzealous. I think they got a little over their skis based on their expectations. Now I think this is a team that, I don't know, like, is there a regime change coming at the end of this year? I mean, Raheem Morris has been on the job for only 2 seasons, but
right,
it has been a really underwhelming 2 seasons for them from an on-field perspective.
I would be terribly disappointed in this franchise if they did move on from Raheem, because as you mentioned, I think their defense, I think, is playing well beyond their players, right? Like, schematically, I think they're playing really well. I think that starts from the top, right? Raheem Morris, former mm-hmm. defensive guy, right? So like, I think he's got that side of the ball playing really well, really, really well. Offensively, they tried to, again, I think they made the right moves, right? Like their OC right now has got some, you know, he's got, he's a little in the woods. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that being said, at the time we liked the OC pickup, right? Like we're like, okay, he's got some Sean McVay roots. And then we're doing these things. Okay. Maybe we get it going. Really, what it comes down to, whenever I look at all these struggling franchises and their head coaches, it all comes down to quarterback play, right? Like Kirk Cousins, he just didn't have it after the injury. You know what I mean? Like devastating injury at that age just didn't work. And they try to make this swing for Michael Penix, who did come in with a long injury history as well. And I think they kind of sort of overdrafted Michael Penix here. A lot of evaluators certainly did not have him in the top 10, you know?
I think that's the thing that I feel as if I feel most prominent about this Falcons team is that they just display this maybe unearned arrogance to them in the way that they've approached things. And it's funny because if you look at the root of the decision makers, Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, they come from the Rams. That's where Raheem Morris has he's a long time NFL head.
Yeah, he's been around,
long time coach. He's been around the block, but his most recent stature was as the Rams defensive coordinator. And I think he, when he's speaking about the team and you know, sort of just the way he gives off the vibes, I think they, and I said this to Nate Tice and Charles McDonald after our first round draft show back in April for Yahoo. I was like, they put themselves out there as if they are this Rams type of well-built operation, very thoughtful, very patient, this, that, and the other, and a lot of just confidence. And yet you look at the way they behave, it's much more where Terry Fontenot comes from, which is the New Orleans Saints. We, you know, because some of these aggressive contracts, like for Kirk Cousins, then to turn around and trade and get a first round quarterback in Michael Penix, and then trade next year's first because you think this is your window to double dip on edge rushers. That doesn't seem very LA Rams-ish. That seems very New Orleans Saints-ish. Like, well, yeah, the Rams have been aggressive at times, but it's been in the right moments and it's been thoughtful, whereas the Saints have just kind of been aggressive to be aggressive. So I think they're this team that feels very, I don't know, lost, like just lost in the wilderness, lost between two worlds. And again, I think they overrated where they were. I think they overrate, and I'm not being mean to Penix. Like I said, I think Penix has looked like a guy that, yeah, is not perfect, but somebody you can build some level of an offense around.
Right.
But now you've kind of painted yourself into the corner where he needed to basically be Patrick Mahomes. Where it's like, oh, he comes out in his second season and he just is the driving force. And I just don't think he's looked quite like that guy. Now he's going to miss the rest of the season. You don't have like a full season with him under the belt as the starter. And yeah, if you're looking at a staff change, I wonder what type of offense he really fits in. So that's kind of my question going forward.
Something vertical. I mean, this quarterback, I like Michael Penix. I liked Michael Penix a lot. I watched a ton of Michael Penix when he was at UW, right? So, like, I liked him a lot as a prospect just because he's so toolsy, like, has all the tools to be a competent quarterback. It's just he needs to get vertical, right? Like, yeah. I don't necessarily know if we're talking about Zach Robinson's offense is, okay, do we need to get old school vertical here? I just don't know if the coaching staff and the quarterback and stuff, like, I don't know if it all fits together. But bottom line is he's going to be out for a while now. Hopefully, I don't know how bad that ACL damage is, but they're worried about it, right?
Do you know why Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice is so delicious? It has just one ingredient. Oranges. Picked at peak ripeness and squeezed within 24 hours. No extras, no fuss, just pure joyful sunshine. Perfect for slow mornings, running errands, or watching sports. Really anytime you're craving a fresh squeeze flavor. Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.